You may never have heard the name Lew Wallace, but I bet you've heard of one of the books he wrote. In fact, next to the Bible, it was the best-selling book of the 19th century. That big literary hit is today's topic on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lew Wallace was the son of an Indiana governor, a veteran of the Mexican and Civil Wars, and as Larry Paulberg explains, an individual with an interesting mix of skills, one of which was writing.
He started his first book when he was 19. It took him 30 years to finish the book. I mean, once he started something, he saw it through, and that book was published about 1873.
That book was titled The Fair God, a historical novel. He subsequently wrote a faith-based story about the three wise men for a New York publication. But it was a chance meeting with an old friend, Robert Ingersoll, a leading agnostic of the time, that had a major impact on that article and Wallace.
Ingersoll knew the Bible really well, and he basically filleted Lew. And Lew was undone by that. And in the morning, he evidently telegraphed the New York publication and said, "You can't have my article. I had no business writing it. I don't understand why I believe what I believe."
Wallace began to study his faith, the roots of Christianity. 7 years of research and writing resulted in something you've perhaps read or seen.
In doing that research with the original intent of refuting Mr. Ingersoll, he came to see that maybe I can make a story out of this. And that's where Ben-Hur came from.
The book Ben-Hur was released at Christmas of 1880 and grew to become one of the most widely read books in the world.
The initial sales were okay, but not great. And by 1888 or 89, it had knocked Uncle Tom's Cabin off of the best-selling book list. And then by the end of the 19th century, it was the best-selling book in the world of the 19th century, with the exception of the Bible.
But Ben-Hur was more than just a book. It crossed into many different media forms, generating fame and profits for Wallace. In fact, some people began naming purebred livestock after Ben-Hur, and Wallace was earning a royalty. That story is next time, as we travel the countryside. In Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.